So we talked earlier about the big idea, the big kaboom of each of us bringing forth an idea for contributing to the advancement of human consciousness. What would that look like? What would we bring? So I invite all of us to join together in a collective mindset of meditation and visioning as we open up to that which wants to express itself through us. So I invite you just to take a deep breath and allow your eyes to gently close, allow your body to relax even deeper, having had the tone set so beautifully and powerfully by Ed, the loving intention of those tremendous bowls. The vibration, the bells that have been rung. And as we take a deep breath and sink into the deeper levels of consciousness, we open up to that which spirit wants to express through us. And together, joined in the sense of oneness as a spiritual collective, we call forth and bring from within us the highest vibrations of love and peace, well-being and wisdom, grace and light, joy and abundance, all those qualities of the divine that are far too vast for us to name, but we bring what we have with us. And together we create something magnificent, anchored in, oh, this beautiful, gentle, compassionate, conscious presence. We allow the vision to ring clear as a bell within us. So we open up to the wisdom and the guidance of pure spirit. As we ask ourselves these visioning questions regarding the advancement of human consciousness, what is the highest vision for my idea of the advancement of human consciousness? What wants to be born within me? What wants to come forth? What does that vision look like, feel like, sound like? What wants to move through me in the highest way? So we take a few moments in silence as we allow the wisdom of spirit to come forth from within us. And And allowing that energy to flow through us, breathe its life as us, we ask ourselves, what must I embody at a deep level in consciousness in order for this vision to be called forth? Who am I really, truly, deeply, as this idea for humanity calls me? What must I embody in consciousness in order for that vision to come forth? And as a brilliant being of light, what am I already contributing to our collective consciousness? What are the unique insights and perspectives that I already possess? What are the gifts and talents and abilities that I already embody that I can call forth? What is the ground of being that I stand on as I walk through this world? How can I build from that? So what am I already contributing? What do I already possess? What do I already know that is advancing our collective consciousness? And is there anything else that I can be or know or do in order for this vision to come forth in all of its glorious manifestation, in all of its form. Is there anything else I can be, or know, or do? Together, let us release this vision to the law. Let us rest in it, knowing it is already done in the mind of God. And we are the willing and empty and whole and holy vessels, ready to contain it and call it forth into the world. So we anchor this vision in the sacred yes. We say yes to the vision, yes to spirit, yes to life. And we know that this vision goes forth and reveals itself in a way that benefits, blesses, uplifts all sentient life everywhere. And that the spiritual collective we have created today expands, grows, and deepens as a result of all of us having been together. We are one within this one. We live as its whole and holy life. We go forth from this place today, uplifted and transformed by all that we have experienced by being in each other's presence. So we take a deep breath and relax and exhale on the ah. Ah is the sound of the divine. God, Allah, Buddha, Krishna, ah. And resting in gratitude, we gently bring ourselves back from this quiet space into the world around us, gently moving our bodies in a way that feels comfortable, taking some deep cleansing breaths, sensing the energy around us, and when we are ready, to open our eyes and be here now.